You're listening to The Zellcast. Hey everybody, welcome to the Zellcast. This is Zellcast for September 25th, Monday 2006. I'm your host, Alex, and this is episode 2. We are a week late. I had finals and work and school and everything last week, so I was pretty busy and, you know, there wasn't a Zellcast. But I'm off for about a week at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale, and today we have a Zellcast. What we're going to be talking about today is, as far as webcomic news, we don't have that much, I have some. Game news, there's a whole bunch of upcoming new releases coming soon, and other news. And I'll be doing a review on Trace Memory for the DS. One thing I want to mention is that a lot of my reviews are going to be good reviews as opposed to bad reviews, because I like to promote better games because, you know, you want to go out and find a good game to play. And, of course, I'll do some bad reviews for you to know which games not to buy. But just keep that in mind. And getting back to the subject, I have one anime review. This also a better review on Maihime. And I had another one, which I would like to call Thumbs Down review, but I can't find the anime right now, so you'll have to wait until next week for that one. But yeah, so webcomic news, game news, review on Trace Memory, and review on Maihime. All the podcast themes used in this show, including this one, were provided by podcastthemes.com. And we're back. We'll be starting our webcomic news. Like I said, we don't have that many, but here goes. I'll be promoting my new comic, Nightmare's Cure, which I started about a week or so ago. It's only got a few pages right now, but I'll be updating it more. You can find that anywhere I have Lost Invisible hosted. You can find the links in our show notes at... I forgot to mention this last time, but this is our website, or at least site, that we have our show notes and show information on the Zellcast. The site is www.kxela.podomatic.com. Podomatic.com is where I have my Zellcast uploaded, and probably majority of you got it from there. And... yeah, so if you're looking for the show notes and information, go to kxela@podomatic.com. In case you're wondering, KXELA is just my name, Alex K backwards. Funny gimmick. And anyway, back to webcomic news. Any webcomic artist, reader, if you're interested in webcomics, you might be interested in this. MegaCon in Orlando next February is going to have the Webcomic Choice Awards ceremony, I believe. And that's a pretty big thing in the webcomic world, I guess. And Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So if you're planning on going to MegaCon, or if you want to check out the Webcomic Choice Awards, then yeah, it's happening next year, MegaCon 2007, February. And I advise you check that out if you're interested. And that's all the webcomic news we've got, and I guess we'll be moving on to our game news. Okay, on to the gaming portion of the Zellcast. We'll start with the game news. And here is the most recent and greatest and latest news of Nintendo as their release date of the Wii. Yes, the Wii, W-I-I. Now, you know, what everyone has been joking about, but here we go. It's coming November 19th, I believe, this year, of course. And also coming November, I believe the 14th is Final Fantasy III for the DS. They took the old retro NES game and revamped it in complete 3D graphics. So if you haven't seen any of screenshots or whatever of those, I advise you check it out. They look really cool, and I bet everyone can't wait for November to come, like somebody I know. Anyways, I advise you when pre-ordering for the Wii starts that you pre-order right away, knowing that the holiday season is coming soon, and the holiday season can be especially evil when it comes to new consoles coming out. So yeah, pre-order ASAP if you want to get your hands on one. And also, Zelda Twilight Princess for the Wii is supposed to be due the same day as the Wii, while Zelda Twilight Princess for the GameCube is supposed to be coming out in December or so. Other news, new colors for the DS lights. Everyone seems to be wanting new colors, seeing that the iPod has new colors and new whatever. Anyway, the DS lights come in black and pink, if you haven't already found out. And that is all the gaming news we have for this week. We'll be moving on to our review on Trace Memory for the Nintendo DS. It's not very new of a game, but like I said, I'll be promoting really good games, and this one was incredible. The story revolves around Ashley Robbins, 14 years old, whose parents died, or presumably died, 10 years ago, and she gets a package from her father that contains a small device telling her to go to this island called Blood Edward Island, and for all these years, she believed that her father was dead, and so she takes this invitation and goes to Blood Edward Island to find out what really happened in her past. And when she gets to Blood Edward Island, she meets this ghost of a young boy about her age who calls himself D. And he says that he's lived on that island and had died of some tragic way, and had lost his memory, like Ashley, who's lost her memory about how her parents supposedly died. And together they go into this Blood Edward Island to find clues and information about both her father and her parents and her tragic past, along with Dee and his past in at Blood Edward Island. So it's sort of a double story. And gameplay wise, it's pretty great. It uses the DS touchscreens to its fullest potential. You hardly ever even touch the other pads and buttons. It is a complete mystery game, I guess. You pretty much solve puzzles and clues to move on to the next level. And although my explanation is kind of bland, all the puzzles are pretty interesting, difficult. There's even this one puzzle that you would never be able to do on the PSP because it requires two screens in a very interesting way. And yeah, this game is really great. It's a little bit short if you can beat puzzles really quickly, but there's about 6 or 7 chapters to it. The replay value is really great. I doubt anyone would beat this game perfectly in the first time around, because there's the story of Ashley and the story of Dee, and in order to get the perfect story of Dee, you have to complete every single puzzle and clue without missing it. So yeah, if you missed it, then you have to play all over, which is pretty fun because most likely there are some puzzles that you missed. But anyway, the story is great. I give the story a 10 because it's one of the best game stories I've played so far. The gameplay is pretty good. I give it an 8 or 9. Yeah, I totally recommend this game. The ESRB rating is teen. And if you're looking for a great game with a great story with an awesome concept, and you have a DS, then Trace Memory is one of those games you ought to go out and get. Buy it, or at least play it once. So go take it from a friend or something. And yeah, that wraps up our review for Trace Memory for the Nintendo DS. And we'll be moving on to our anime corner after we take a break. We'll be listening to Derek K. Miller's music again. Music I got from penmachine.com. Because his music is awesome. And this time we'll be listening to a song called More Red Than Red. We'll be right back. Enjoying the Zellcast? Why not send us feedback at kxela@podomatic.com. Send us your email with your comments, suggestions, other stuff, and we'll be sure to reply ASAP. So send us feedback if you're enjoying this, and thank you for listening. And on to the anime corner. Here we are. Alright folks, we'll be starting our review. Actually, before that, I have some other new information. I still have to get more information about these, but there's one con that I might be attending. Chibipa next in West Palm Beach, Florida, next December 30th, I believe. So check that out. There's this one website where it has all the anime cons listed, but I don't have it with me right now because I'm at home. But anyway, moving on, we'll be starting our review on My Hime. At first I was going to do a more shonen type anime because last week we did a really shoujo-ish type anime review, but actually My Hime is really action-packed, totally awesome anime that is even better than a lot of shonen animes out there. And what it's about is, it's about Mai Tokiha, a high school girl who attends the Fuka Academy, and she goes to this academy hoping for ordinary high school life. But it turns out that she has special powers and she is a Hime, one of the 12 girls who were sent to this school to fight these creatures called the orphans, or demons that dwell around the school for some reason. And that reason is shown later on in the anime, but I'm not going to spoil you. But what makes this anime really interesting is that each girl has a special power, and that ranges from anything from controlling fire to having these special guns that appear out of nowhere to wielding these huge swords. A couple of them also have these creatures that are their servants called the child, a child. And Mai Tokiha's child is a giant fire dragon, and they kind of look robotic, sort of, but that makes it really look cool. Another example is Kuga Natsuki, a girl with blue hair who has the guns that appear out of nowhere. Her child is a big mechanical wolf type child, I guess, that has cannons on his back. And it's really interesting. Each of these girls have special powers, and they all have different opinions about fighting the orphans that appear in the school. Mai Tokiha is reluctant at first because she came just wanting to become a high school girl, but she has to end up fighting these orphans. While the others have different motives, Kuga Natsuki is trying to find what happened to her parents, I believe, and is fighting these orphans to find clues as to what happened to them. And the girl living under Mai is Mikoto, the girl who wields a huge sword. She is trying to find her brother, who apparently left her. And so yeah, each girl seems to have a motive, although some girls have no motive at all, but are using their powers for fun. So this anime is totally awesome. It's if there's one thing you're gonna get out of this anime, it's surprises. Like every episode, there's something you totally don't expect to happen, and that is just awesome. And if you're looking for like action or just fighting, then this is one of the anime you should look into. The plot is excellent, even though my explanation is bland. Everything fits together so perfectly well. This anime has humor, it has romance, it has action. It has pretty much everything that you could want. But most importantly to me, I guess, if an anime, you're watching it, and it can make you say, "Awesome!" then it's totally worth your buy. So this is one anime that I totally recommend. Go out and buy it. The DVDs 1 through 4 are currently available in stores. I just got number 4, and the plot just keeps getting better and better. So yeah, that is pretty much all I have to say about My Hime. It probably, if I were to put it, have a top 10 list, then it would be on my top 10 list. And so yeah, that wraps up our review of My Hime, I guess. And not only that, but it wraps up our whole podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, I might do something else, a little bit more shonen, like I said, I wanted to. But My Hime is extremely cool as well, so I might not. Who knows? You can help me by sending feedback to kxela@podomatic.com. I can't stress that enough because we want you part of it. And if you have any questions, comments, hate mail, anything, just send it in. And yeah, so this is all we have for today. Thanks for listening in. I'm Alex once again, and have a great week. Special thanks to podcastthemes.com for the awesome music that we got to use on this podcast. And also special thanks to Derek K. Miller and his website, penmachine.com, for the awesome music that we got to listen during our break. Thank you. And extras. Man, Alex, why do you have to leave stuff out? Okay, not too important, but just some things. Trivia for My Hime. If you have the DVD, you know that it's spelled MY/HIME, but actually the original kanji, the first one, is Mai's name, so it should be spelled MAI instead of MY, which means, you know, yourself. And one other thing, why I did Trace Memory, the review. This is my experience. I went to EB Games to buy a game, and I asked the store clerk there if Trace Memory was a good game, and they said they've never played it, and they called other stores and asked them if anyone's played it, but no one's played it. So I ended up just buying it, risking a good or bad game, but it ended up being a good game. And for those who were wondering if Trace Memory was a good game or not, you've listened to this podcast, and now you know that it's a pretty good game, a good buy. And well, just sharing my experience about that, I guess. Yeah, so that's all I have to say. And catch you later.